Okay, so WMFO Medford, and I just tried to pick up a call, but I didn't get it. I don't know if Chris is running late. That was Chava Alberstein and the Klezmatics, Die Golden Pave, from Putumayo Presents, A Jewish Odyssey. Maybe I'll put on another cut because that's probably what's going on. So let's do that. Let's see.
רב שירנו הבוקע לשמיים שובי שובי אורתנו מחודשת שבעתיים שובי שובי ונסוף כי דרכנו אין לסוף כי עוד נמשכת השרשרת כי ליבנו לב אחד מעולם ועד היד כי עוד נמשכת השרשרת כוחותינו עוד לא תמו שובי שובי אל בנייך אלף דור עלייך קמו שובי שובי ונסוב כי דרכנו אין לה סוף כי עוד נמשכת השרשרת כי ליבנו לב אחד מעולם ועד עד כי עוד נמשכת השרשרת לא 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 la 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 שמיים שובי שובי אורתנו מחודשת שבעתיים שובי שובי ונסוב כי דרכנו אין לסוף כי עוד נמשכת השרשרת כי ליבנו לב אחד מעולם ועד היד כי עוד נמשכת השרשרת לא 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 לא
All right, Rad Halayla from the Burning Bush. And I'm guessing that Chris is probably on his way. And so I'm just going to put on, let's see, let's put on this.
Thank you. Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this? What's this? What's this? There's something very wrong. What's this? There's people singing songs. What's this? The streets are lined with little creatures laughing. Everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? The sights, the sounds, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. I want it, oh, I want it, oh, I want it for my own. I've got to know, I've got to know. It is this place that I have found. What is this?
Oh, my God. What is that?
All right, I guess the first question there, Derek, is what was that? What do you think that was?
That was excellent. Was what that was. I like that a lot. Great, great choice with the Danny Elfman music from A Nightmare Before Christmas.
That is an official Chris Earl mashup. That was Danny Elfman edited version of Nightmare Before Christmas. What's this with Cardi B 8 seconds of Cardi B. I don't know what she was doing. I just typed in, what's this? And Cardi B came up, and she was looking in the mirror. And then she kept asking herself, what is this? But I really couldn't understand if that's what she was actually saying.
At least she wasn't swearing, which for Cardi B is a rarity.
Yeah, I don't understand her nails. Those nails are like at least like 5 inches long, each one of them, right?
You know, it's her brand, right?
How do you put on her pants?
Isn't that what that is? It's part of the brand. Someone puts on her pants for her.
Yeah.
That's how you do that.
Yeah. That isn't a bad job. I wonder what the assistant of Cardi B gets for putting on her pants. It's got to be at least 200 a day. What do you think?
Well, you're doing a lot of things if you're her assistant.
Yeah. You're trimming those nails, probably.
No, you're going out and like helping her find new nails to put on.
Sure.
And you're putting her pants on.
You're also a friend. You're an assistant, but you're also a friend.
You're responding to all of the things that are being said about her on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting into beefs with Lizzo and Iggy Azalea and you know, all the things that make Cardi B go.
They need to have like one big wrestling match for 2023. I think if they did a pay-per-view, does pay-per-view still exist?
Yeah, pay-per-view is still out there.
Does it?
Yeah.
There's so many channels, it's got to be on one of the 1,000 that I get at home. I get 1,000 channels now. I'm paying for HBO, and it seems like it's HBO and just advertisements. And I don't know why I'm paying $180 for cable still.
Why are you still paying for cable?
I don't know. You know why? It's because of the automatic payments. This is what's happened in the last 20 years. We get automatic payments, and you know how I don't like to talk to people I don't like.
Yeah.
So I don't want to call anybody and say cancel my cable.
I don't think you have to talk to people anymore. I think it's all automated now.
Yeah. No, it's automated. What you do is they give you a retention expert. And when the retention expert gets aboard, they try to upsell you. Well, they'll be like, hey, why don't we give you HBO 5? You're getting HBO 1, 2, 3, and 4. We'll give you HBO 5 for free. And the answer is I probably already have HBO 5. I just don't know what channel it's on.
I thought it was just automated with your choice of deepfake voices. Like, would you like Leonardo DiCaprio, Tom Cruise, or Austin Butler to help you disconnect your cable? And you press 1, 2, or 3, and you get one of them.
You know, that ain't bad. I would pay $5 for Leonardo DiCaprio in his Titanic voice to cancel my cable for me.
You have Jack cancel your cable.
Yeah, and then at the end, he slowly freezes to death.
you slowly see him fade under the waves.
So this is what we got to do. We got to put down some ground rules because this is a whole new brand.
Well, before we do this, I think we need to do a post-mortem on the last show.
Yeah, we do.
Because, let me be honest about it, it did not end well.
It ended well enough,
and
I think what happened is after Halloween, the themes of horror were lost. The everyday horrors are always there still. We did the Christmas shows as well.
Right, but I just sort of disappeared from the whole thing.
Yeah.
And some listeners may think that I pushed my luck too far.
No, no.
With the audio commentary for the Star Wars Holiday Special.
No, no.
The reality is I got COVID.
Yeah.
And I couldn't come in for the last couple of shows because I was enjoying isolation in as much as anyone can be said to enjoy isolation while everyone else is celebrating Christmas.
And I was enjoying my time away from Derek, too, as well, with an injury.
Yeah, so that...
I had my own thing come up. I literally rang in New Year with something broken. And what's amazing is I'm healing like Wolverine this time around. I think my body has been through so much trauma over the last 5 years.
So what did
that, that now everything gets healed almost right away.
What did you break and how did you break it?
I broke a fibia, which is an actual bone in the leg.
It goes with your tibia.
Yeah.
There's two bones in there. The fibia is the short one, isn't it?
Yeah, and all I did was I slipped off a stool. That's it. My foot fell asleep. I went and put it down, and then I stretched the ligament so far that it took part of the bone with it.
Oof!
So that was the official medical analysis.
You got some, but the ligaments stayed in one piece.
The ligaments are there.
They're okay. You got some good ligaments.
Yeah.
Going.
Yeah. Well, this was the good foot.
Yeah.
So I've had knee surgery, and I had a broken foot on the other side. Now this is the good one. So hopefully it'll balance me out. My hips were starting to, you know, I suppose my gait was a little off. I think my gait's back again.
Did you do the Star Wars scream when you fell down?
No.
Did you do the Wilford?
You know what I did? I opened my mouth and no noise came out. And everybody looked at me like, what just happened to him? Because I was in a pretty busy room. And, you know, people just kind of looked like, geez, what happened? And I was straight. I mean, there's nothing wrong with me. I was just getting up and I fell asleep. I went for a hike with a couple of friends and went on a little hike. And I was just sitting there and got down from a stool instead of a regular chair with my feet down. I had the feet dangling, and I had three pairs of socks, unfortunately, so my foot fell asleep. And own fault. It's all right.
See, that's I'm doing the Star Wars scream.
Yeah, the Wilhelm?
Either the Wilhelm.
The Tarzan scream.
Yeah. Either that or I'm laying on the floor screaming, I'm going to sue, I'm going to sue, I'm going to sue.
I was more surprised than anything.
Until someone comes over with drinks.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you get me drunk enough that I can't feel this walking out the door, I won't sue.
Oh, it was rough.
Because I did one of those when I was younger.
Yeah.
There used to be, I don't know if it's still there or not, there used to be a bar on Commonwealth Avenue in Boston called Our House.
Uh-huh.
And it's where all the BU kids hung out.
Sure, yeah, I've been there. Yep.
Fabulous nachos.
Yep.
Right? Like really, really, like how many places are known for their nachos? This place had fabulous nachos. So I was working on a screenplay with a couple of friends, and we used to meet on Saturday afternoons at Our House because at 1 PM, nobody was in Our House.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could go in there and you had the whole place to yourself. We knew the bartenders in there. It was great. This particular Saturday afternoon, there was fresh snow on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and the sun is up. So everything is, like, bright as possible can be.
Oh, geez.
Midday.
Yeah.
I walk into
so
the door.
So you can see yourself falling in slow motion.
Yeah.
It's so bright out.
Yeah. I walk through the door of Our House, and it's like the black hole of Calcutta in there.
Yeah.
It's just, they've got the lights down so low that you can't see anything. And they had these little round coffee tables made out of fiberboard all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm walking toward the bar, I tripped over one of those and landed on my nose on another one.
Oh, God.
Broke my nose.
Oh, God.
It bled for 2 days.
This is like another everyday horror right here. We're talking about our everyday horrors still.
The first words out of the bartender's mouth are, number one, please don't sue us.
Wow, wasn't even, are you okay, huh?
And number two, I keep telling them they need to turn the lights up in here.
Yeah, wow.
I think...
I told my father and my brother, you know what their response was? Laughter. Laughter. The two of them with peas in a pod. Everybody else was like, are you okay? And everybody else, and they would just started. My dad started just some kind of creepy, like, low laugh, and my brother just laughed. And then I said, hey, can you bring me to the hospital tomorrow? And his response was, I'm going to be working down at Leahy between 8 and 8:15. Can you drive and meet me in the parking lot? Right?
Like, no, my foot's broken. I can't.
Exactly. So then he's like, hey, you never returned my calls again. I'm like, well, I didn't want to talk to you again. Yeah. So that's that.
If you were a real man,
like our
friend
very much.
Winston Kidd,
yeah.
You would have bowled a 200 on that broken leg because Winston Kidd did that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I remember that story.
And will forever. He didn't know the leg was broken at the time.
Yeah.
He went to the doctor the day after he was bowled. Like, he knew it was bad.
I drove 100 miles home.
That's that's not bowling a 200.
I drove 100 miles home.
That's not bowling a 200.
That's something.
That's something, but that's not bowling
that's
a 200.
That's in man league.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, yeah, is what it is.
So,
I don't sweat it anymore.
So that's sort of how the last... After
you've been in court, nothing matters anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So that's how the last iteration of this sort of met its demise. Me home, staring at the wife and the child.
Mm-hmm.
There was one point in the middle of isolation. It was like Wednesday of that week. Because what happened was I had the week between Christmas and New Year's off.
You did have a good run, by the way. All of you did. Because I lasted till July last year. You did have a good run.
Ruined by isolation. Couldn't do anything that week.
Yeah. Worst. That happened to me, too, July 4th.
But I wound up having to be home the week before that because you can't go to the office if you got COVID.
Yeah.
Right? My wife tested positive on I think it was Sunday.
Well, you can. Just don't tell anybody.
And I tested positive a couple days later. I'm not going to be that guy.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not going to be that guy.
There's plenty of those guys.
So
that's why it's so prevalent.
I'm working at home for a week with COVID, and then I'm on vacation at home for a week with COVID, which feels exactly like working, except working at home, except no computer in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think roundabout, I'm fine. I think roundabout Wednesday.
But am I fine?
It's long COVID. It's okay.
Yeah.
Roundabout Wednesday, I'm wearing these like stretched out, bagged out.
Oh sure.
Ruined pants.
You pick up what's in the back of your closet for some reason. You're like, I'm going to make the most ill-fitting wear that I have.
Yeah.
And put that on so I can slobber all over it.
These are like dress pants with they're missing a button and they're missing like the clasp. And it's like I can't wear them to the office anymore. I'm wearing those and a loose-fitting fleece, and I'm just standing there, like in the bathroom, looking at myself in the mirror, feeling like a complete loser.
Yeah.
Feeling like every decision I've ever made in my life is wrong. I've messed up everything. This is terrible. Everyone hates me.
Yeah.
I don't deserve anything.
See, I
nice.
Feel like that every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only feel that way three or four days a week.
You got to put on the loose fitting fleece. It's like armor. It's like your Batman outfit.
And it's like,
except instead of giving you powers, it brings all yours away.
Yeah,
it takes it all away.
Because I mean, I'm not, you know, I don't walk around in baggy clothes. I'm not that guy. You
I
know,
do.
It's
yeah, I do.
Even
all
when I'm unemployed, I get dressed. And you know, during COVID, I started shaving when everyone else was growing a beard.
Yeah,
because I was like, I'm going to have some semblance of normalcy in this.
Yeah, yeah. I think Loose Fitting Fleece is a pretty good name for a show.
Loose Fitting Fleece. Love that L.L. Bean fleece.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super, super, super warm and cozy.
Yeah.
But after wearing it for 10 days and not being able to leave the house, you just want to punch yourself in the head.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. You know, tomorrow's Groundhog Day.
It is.
And it's already February, so at least we got one month out of
January.
2023.
January sucks.
Yeah.
I hate January.
I'm glad it's gone. I had a rough January, but it is what it is. Like I said, I've been through hell and back. I'm okay. I'm probably going to lose a finger on the way home. Who cares?
The one thing I can say in defense of January, like here in New England, not in other parts of the country, is you can't really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you can feel okay about loafing.
Sure.
It's the one month you can kind of get away with loafing. Unfortunately, I got all of my loafing in while I was isolated with COVID.
Yeah.
So January rolls around, and now I got nothing to do.
You need some work?
No.
We could set you up with some work.
Oh, no.
Anybody can. That's what I always hated at work. Like, hey, you looking at your email? Hey, we can give you some more work. No, thanks. I'm actually on my lunch break, jackass.
Yeah.
Keep walking. We should talk about this. WFMU, Beware of the Blog.
Love it.
From years ago. So they did a 365-day project, and you were actually a part of that.
I
was indirectly a part of it. I think I gave you one of the things that eventually went up there.
I believe you did. I was a contributor to the weekly version of it, and then it became the daily version of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
2 different years, right?
Yeah, and we were all sort of rolling in on a different schedule. There were some, you know, unkind things said about one of my posts, and I basically said, that's enough of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the folks at WFMU were great about it. The folks at WFMU were, you know, sympathetic to the situation.
What, they didn't like part of your blog and the post of your audio that you posted?
Yeah, somebody basically, like, ripped me to shreds for putting up a particular post. I also, because of that, got interviewed by the New York Times. And
really?
I don't know that they... I think the Times wound up using my quote online, but I was talking about the Oscar for Best Song and the fact that Bruce Springsteen's song for The Wrestler got in there.
It was a good tune.
It wasn't.
I liked it.
It's not a good song. Yeah. It doesn't appear in the movie.
It appears at the end.
It only plays over the end credits.
Yeah.
And I was talking about that problem with Oscar music.
Yes, which I agree with that.
Which in subsequent years, they've kind of addressed.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really get a nomination if the song only plays over the end credits the way that one did.
Okay.
And I love that movie, by the way. I think The Wrestler's an awesome film.
Yeah, better than The Whale.
I haven't seen The Whale yet.
Yep. I won't spoil it for you.
So,
but he's fat.
Overall, the FMU thing was a great experience. They of course, do not exist anymore. The station is gone.
Yeah.
I think some remnants of the blog still exist, and there may be some remnants of it on Spotify now.
Yeah. So basically it was an audio file was posted every day, and it was something that was either odd or bizarre or weird or very rare.
Yeah.
And or it was a it could have been something like a commercial from the 30s for a breakfast cereal, or it could have been somebody making a speech to like a high school class and things like that. And I thought, that's a fun thing. And your old show here at Wow, you used to do things similar to that. And in time travel, I used to like to throw some things in there from time to time. So I thought, why not do something? What is this? Where we kind of play something, and then the other person's like, what is this that he's playing? And then we have a little explanation. So we'll play maybe, you know, 3 to 10 songs a week, and we'll talk about them. And they're not necessarily songs. They could be speeches. They could just be some weird things to basically stop your car and pull over and call the station and say, what are you playing?
Yeah.
I don't understand this. Where am I? Am I on Earth?
You may wonder when you hear some of this stuff. And, of course, I've got volumes of stuff that never made it to the blog. I've got volumes of stuff I downloaded from the blog.
Yeah.
So, there's a whole ton of stuff that we can get into here. I'm looking at one of my old posts now. It's 15 years ago.
Yeah. Did you pick anything from your old post for the first show?
I did. And,
did you? Okay.
And here's what happened. iTunes fought with me to even turn on. And then didn't sync over that playlist.
So we try to find it?
So we're going to have to go to the web to get these out.
All right. I can play something if you don't have anything lined up.
Yeah.
I got something else that was on the WFMU Beware the blog that was one of my favorites. And you'll know it.
I think we can actually just play this over off of my machine here if I can figure out where to plug in the headphone jack.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think that's it over
there. You got the aux 2 there? There you go. All right. Meanwhile, it's supposed to freeze this weekend. Make sure everybody knit yourself a sweater.
Yeah,
put on an loose fitting fleece.
This is one of those weekends when I laugh at dog owners.
Oh, because it's horrible because the dog can die.
All your joys of dog ownership,
right?
Will better be enough to carry you through when you go outside on Saturday morning and it's 4 below 0.
Yeah, they'll pee quick. Yeah,
I got
something for that today too. I got something.
I'll be indoors where it's warm, being ignored by my cat.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's
warm.
Do you have to let the cat out to go pee?
No,
the cat just stays in, pees everywhere.
Cat craps in a box. Best thing about a cat, craps in a box.
We kind of do. Humans do.
Yeah,
yeah. Thanks to the Romans.
Well, not my son, but we're working on that.
No,
he'll be
pooing in a box soon.
I hope so.
All the years we've been on Earth with all this technology, wouldn't you think that toilets would be a little bit better at this point?
The toilet is like the shark.
It's almost perfect the way it is.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
It arrived perfectly formed, and there was never any reason to do anything.
I don't know. Maybe I'd almost like to be suspended in the air or something and just go or something, like on a rubber band, so I don't have to sit. Put my hands out and just go and keep going. Something washes you like a car wash on a rubber band or something.
It would be interesting if they had air jets
hose
that just sort of lifted you up.
Yeah.
So that you're just kind of suspended over the toilet.
You just got to watch the genitalia because you never know with like hoses and sprays and things like that. You got to be careful.
I'm just thinking giant fans.
Yeah.
Or like under you and then they dry you off afterward.
You a fan of the bidet?
No.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither. I understand it, but it's like I just took a shower.
Yeah.
You know? But it's like I'm a fan of washing up, of course.
As an American.
Hot water, soap, lots of it.
Having grown up as an American, I am concerned when only my genitals are wet.
Ooh.
That's.
I'm concerned.
I mean, that's just one of those things. Yeah. You know, it's like when you take a shower or you take a bath, all of you is wet.
Yeah.
With the bidet, it's like, oh, my genitals are wet. Why? Yeah. What? Something's wrong there.
It's very French, isn't it?
Yeah. Something's wrong with that. That's like, I should call my doctor. My genitals are wet.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to lean up against the sink to look at my face, and I'd always get my genitals wet. You know, because it would be like every bathroom in college is like a New York City washroom. You go in and there's just water everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'd lean up to look at my face a little. Next thing you know, like all downstairs is wet. I'm like, oh, no.
Yeah.
So I got caught once because I was like drying myself off. I was drying my pants off, and somebody walked in and like, "What is he doing?" So I had my junk like, you know, 2 feet from the dryer trying to dry my pants off.
Did you have an accident there?
No, I was just trying to dry off. I had a class next.
Yeah.
So I'm like, eh, I'd rather have one people catch me than 200 in front of the class, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, all right, we got something lined up for what is this?
This, many years ago, around the same time that I was posting, I put together a CD that I gave everyone for Christmas. This was the first, it's called That's What You Call Music? ?
Because I got it.
Yeah, you've got a copy of it. This was the first track on there, and the one track on there that I thought everybody would enjoy. Except for my boss at the time.
Because you were making the CDs while you were supposed to be working?
No. No, I made all the CDs at home.
I used to do that in the 2000s.
Yeah, no, I made all the CDs at home. But he, I was talking to him about it afterward, and I had two bosses, and he was like the senior, and then my friend Robert was the senior. Robert loved it. But my other friend was like, this is the worst thing that I've ever heard. He's like, why would anybody listen to any of this? And I'm like, well, what about the first song? He was like, all right, that one was kind of okay. Jam Productions did radio imaging. And for you young people who don't know what radio imaging is, that's all the jingles and packages and sounds that make your favorite radio station sound like your favorite radio station. Mostly they did things like the KISS stations around the country.
Yes.
They also did VH1. They also did TV themes. And to promote their business and show off their work, they wrote a song out of a selection of the imaging work that they had done. And to this day, it is one of my very, very favorite advertising pieces. This goes back to the mid-1980s. This is called The Jam Song.
All right.
Such a maze of doubt.
All right.
I adore that.
That's fun, yeah.
That's one of the very best promotional pieces that I ever came across. I used to haunt record shows looking for, and record stores looking for offbeat things like this. This came from 1985 was when they produced this.
I remember early on, I mean, we had both started doing, well, we were entrenched in stand-up, but we didn't really know each other very much. And I remember running into you at, I remember a record show and a comic book show a couple of times. And I'm like, oh, there's Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one of the ones that they used to do,
stealing each other's finds. We're like, can I have that?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was one of the ones down in Dedham, right?
Yeah.
The one at the...
Dedham, and I remember Chelmsford as well.
Because what's his face from the Antiques Roadshow?
Gary Summers.
Gary Summers used to be at that show all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'd inevitably wander up and talk to him about Beatles for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Did I tell you about my entry into the Antiques Roadshow? For Sturbridge coming up in June?
No.
I have a sword. I have a family sword that I'm going to be bringing to the Antiques Roadshow.
Is it 3,000 years old and you use it to cut watermelon?
No, but it is very interesting. It is a turn of the century, World War I naval sword.
Hmm.
And it was the last sword that was issued to the Navy. My grandfather, who I never met, was... a commander in the Navy, and he had a sword, and I was just bequeathed the sword last year.
Nice.
So I sent a big thing into Antique Roadshow, so I'm waiting to hear back, because the other thing I'm bringing in is possibly something from the Mayflower.
Nice.
Because the other side of the family has the background.
Is it a candy dish with a lithograph of the Mayflower on it?
Yeah, it's a giant chocolate turkey.
Yeah, because they brought a lot of those over with them. You know?
No, possibly I have to talk to the other side of the family. I haven't gotten a chance to, but that my mom's side of the family is the Mayflower. And we have a dish, a very special dish that's there. Unfortunately,
it's got a lithograph of the Mayflower
stolen over the years. Yeah, right. Yeah. You flip it over and it's got a picture of the turkey on there. And
nice.
William Bradford on there.
Nice.
But should be pretty interesting. I'm waiting to hear back to see what'll happen. But if you do get aboard and you are able to get tickets for that, there are tickets out there right now. You can sign up for it. And you bring in two items, and then they have a general person at the door, that kind of a general appraiser that looks at the stuff, and then they have like 20 experts, and you get to go to like the firearms person, or you know somebody like Gary Summers, pop culture person.
This is
it's an interest. It's interesting, and I don't watch it a whole lot, but it is a great show.
This is one of my favorite things about the Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah.
Is it is the only show on television where people are just walking around with guns and edged weapons.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're just like in a room with a bunch of other people. I would be terrified to be an appraiser in that situation in 2023 America.
One thing I know about
what do you mean that, it's only worth $100?
Right. One thing I know about that is they know everybody who's walking through that door.
Yeah.
Because everybody who is in the background has scored those tickets and they've all basically been vetted beforehand.
Yeah.
So it should be pretty interesting. But there are tickets available. They went up a couple of weeks ago in Sturbridge for general admission.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
If I thought I could keep a toddler entertained for a trip to Sturbridge, I'd consider that. But
take the day off?
No, it's trying to get a toddler out to Sturbridge. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Because you know how that
pawn
goes.
Pawn off the toddler.
Like, well, you can't pawn off the toddler.
Sure you can.
No, it's like 20 miles before Worcester. He's like, rah! You know.
Yeah.
And then you get to drive the rest of the state.
Yeah. Go on Craigslist. Find a babysitter.
No, it's not like I can't throw the kid at somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know. That'd be interesting. I love that show.
Yeah. It is a great show.
I've been watching that show for a long time. Nothing is worth anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Is if you've seen any of the recent seasons, it's like nothing is worth anything anymore because the recession came along and suddenly nobody wanted to spend like $100 for a piece of Fiesta ware.
Yeah. You know what's more expensive than ever? Food.
Yeah.
Every item of food is more expensive than ever. We talked very little about this, but why are eggs $5 now?
Because they can be.
Right.
And that's really what exactly. It comes down to.
Exactly.
If you don't want to buy the $5 eggs,
yeah.
Go find a farm stand.
Yeah.
Where there's still like $3.
Yeah. I thought about getting some chickens, but what do you do with those in the winter?
Well,
like you can't have the, you have to have them inside.
Yeah, you're not raising chickens. You're not.
You're gonna have a biosphere set up.
You're not Tanya. Tanya's raising chickens.
Yeah, our friend Tanya decided to move to Florida and raise a bunch of chickens.
We're not. My friend Jenny is raising chickens out in Shutesbury, and it's like there are places you can do it. Your backyard is not one of them. My backyard.
Yeah, do it right here in Medford, right on the street on Boston Ave.
I got coyotes
it's like,
in the backyard.
Oh, that's Chris and Derek's chicken coop.
Yeah, those chickens would last about 5 minutes.
We were talking about dogs and how tough it is to have a dog in the wintertime. And I found this one, and this isn't particularly rare, but it is a fun little piece, I thought. And it's not something that you normally hear on the radio. I thought this kind of fit in. This was in my list today. It wasn't necessarily my first pick. But I found this Piddlin' Pete, the Piddlin' Putt. And it's an old British poem. And this guy redid it into a song, and it's pretty fun. So I have a feeling that people will be listening to this one and be going, what is this? So here's the Piddlin' Pup by Ben Light and his Surf Club Boys.
Ooh.
Here on What Is This with Chris Earle and Derek Carey. We're here with you until 7 p.m.
A farmer's dog came into town. His Christian name was Runt. A noble pedigree had he. Piddling was his stunt. And as he trotted down the street, 'twas beautiful to see his work on every lamppost, his work on every tree. He watered every gateway, too, and never missed a post. For piddling was his specialty, and piddling was his boast. The city curs looked on, amazed with deep and jealous rage, to see a simple country dog, the piddler of the age. Then all the dogs from everywhere were summoned with a yell to sniff the country stranger o'er and judge him by his smell. Some thought that he a king might be, beneath his tail a rose, so every dog drew near to him and sniffed it up his nose. They smelled him over one by one, they smelled him two by two, and noble Runt in high disdain stood still till they were through. Then just to show the whole shebang he didn't give a damn, he trotted into a grocery store and piddled on a ham. He piddled in a mackerel keg and piddled on the floor. And when the grocer kicked him out, he piddled through the door. Behind him, all the city dogs lined up with instinct true to start a piddling carnival and pee the stranger through. They showed him every piddling post they had in all the town and started in with many a wink to pee the stranger down. They sent for champion piddlers, who were always on the go, who sometimes did a piddling stunt or gave a piddling show. They sprung these on him suddenly when midway in the town, but Runt only smiled and polished off the noblest white or brown, for Runt was with them every trick with vigor and with vim. 1,000 piddles, more or less, they were all the same to him. So he was wetting merrily, with hind leg lifted high, when most were hoisting legs in bluff and piddling mighty dry. On and on, Runt sought new grounds by piles and scraps and rust, till every city dog went dry and piddled only dust. And on went noble Runt, as wet as any rill. And all the champion city pups were peed to a standstill. Then Runt did freehand piddling with fancy flits and flings, like double dips and gimlet twists and all those graceful things. And all the time this country dog did never wink or grin, but piddled blithely out of town as he had piddled in. The city dogs a convention held to ask what did defeat us, but no one ever tipped them off that Runt had diabetes.
There you go. There's the piddling pup. That's pretty good. That's from 1936.
You could never make that today.
Yeah, you could. There's nobody will play it. Just WMFO.
Yeah, Stanford. Yeah. I don't think you could make a song like that today.
I love it. Isn't that good?
It's great.
Makes me want to get a puppy. Kind of.
No, it doesn't. Nothing makes you. No, don't do it.
Yeah.
Four Below Zero, Saturday morning.
Oh, my God.
You got to take the dog out.
The Pipic will just be frozen
right
to the snow.
Yeah. And the dog doesn't want to go out.
Yeah.
And you don't want to go out.
Yeah.
You want to stay inside where it's warm.
Honestly, this is the first time I've been out in a month. I didn't even have COVID. Just out.
Well, you had the legs, so you couldn't go out.
Yeah, I could, but I didn't want to. I hobbled around. I had some crutches. I had a cane, you know. The problem is, it's not me. It's other people, you know. Like, my dad came over, and he like, put the groceries. I was bringing in some groceries that I went out and got, and then he showed up, and I'm like, oh, maybe he'll help me bring the groceries in. And he offered, and then he put the groceries right on my foot. Like, Dad.
Not helpful.
Right on the boot.
Not helpful. Like, not what you're looking for.
No, not at all.
Hey, be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So, I got a few other. I thought that was kind of fun. This is kind of like our Christmas battle in a way, except we're not battling. It's just like, what do you got this week?
Yeah. That's a nice piece. We do we have PSAs? Do we still have to do that?
Yeah, we do.
This is WMFO Medford.
I did play one already.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we are good.
The piddling puppy doesn't count. Yeah.
I did play one.
That's not diabetes awareness. That's diabetes mockery.
Hey, we should do, you want to do one that's actually reading one? Ooh. We haven't done that in a while.
Wow, I can read.
Oh, this is the, that's the I broke thing. What's this one? What do we got?
Did you report everything in the station that's broken, by the way?
Everything's broken. I should have reported this. The PSA folder's broken. Can you believe it?
Wow.
This thing lasted a few years.
Cover's gone.
Go away from. Oh, space heaters. This is a good one.
Don't knock that loose piece of stuff on the floor.
You want this one?
Yeah. Wait, are you doing the space heaters one?
Yeah.
All right.
Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating. It also costs $1 million to run it. But it allows you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at lower temperatures. However, space heaters account for 1/3 of home heating fires and 81% of home heating fire deaths. I don't know where they got that number, but it's 81%. It's important to follow manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, Derek, including paper, like that big manual of PSAs that you have in your hands. It's dangerous.
So I should keep this away from the space heater?
Yes. No bedding, no furniture, no bedding here in the studio. What happened to that old nasty couch that used to be up here? That thing was
It's awful. Behind you.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
I you know what? I've basically, it's one of those things that I don't even see anymore. That's how much I don't like it. I just don't even notice it when I come in.
Yeah, there's an even nastier one in done the that. Music director's office that's like, oh my God.
Any curtains, pets, every form of liquid has been on that couch, including bodily fluids. Pets, people. At least 3 feet away, because space heaters should be monitored when in operation, and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. By the time I'm finished reading this, you're already warm if you have your space heater on, because it took forever to get through this. Never use a portable heater in wet areas like the bathroom. Imagine me like going up against the sink to look at my face, and I just get my crotch wet. I'd go up in flames. If there's any small children nearby, don't use a portable heater. Keep Bobby away from the portable heaters. Yeah. You don't have any portable heaters around the house, right? Keep them away.
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know what goes on in the house when I'm not there.
Only out in the garage where all the newspapers are.
Yeah, no, my solution is usually just build a fire in a trash can.
So basically, space heaters, they're comfy, but don't use them.
Yeah.
This is a message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Med for Tufts Educational Radio.
Nice.
What do you got?
All right. I got storm season emergency preparedness.
Oh, boy.
I want to point out that this PSA is illustrated with a photograph captioned, "Storm Surge from the Northeast Blizzard of 1978.
Yeah, that was a good one. I was a kid. You
remember
a kid.
That?
Yeah, I remember it. It was awesome, actually.
That was 55 years ago, kids.
No.
I don't think that's 45. When the PSA was written. It was 45? Yeah.
Yeah, 45.
I don't think that's when the PSA was written.
Yeah.
But I have to question why you're using a 45-year-old photograph to illustrate storm preparedness.
Yeah.
I think we've had some storms since then.
Yeah.
U.S. storm season with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. Oh, it's storm season. I thought it said U.S. storm season, because it's faded.
It's the U.S. storm season,
U.S. storm season.
The United States have storms this year.
It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home.
Jeez.
Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines.
Bastards.
While you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of home.
Yep.
A public service message from WMFO Medford. Tufts Educational Radio.
That's a fairly selfish one. The hell with everybody else.
Yeah.
You'll be okay. 2 gallons. I drink like 2 gallons in a day. Because we're supposed to drink water all the time now.
This is one of the things that always drives me crazy about storm preparedness.
Make sure you bring water.
Right?
Yeah.